Hello everybody, a huge welcome as ever to the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Great to have your company here on Phoenix FM. Now, as I've done a few times over the last few weeks and months, we are breaking away from regular programming to have another Alphabet special tonight. Hugely exciting times, as together we're going to go on a journey with the letter M. That's where we've reached in the alphabet. So what the heck could we be discussing tonight? Could we be discussing Monopoly? Could we be discovering? Is that like shoveling whilst discovering? I don't know, but I like it. I'm going to discover a lot of things tonight. Doesn't give me the letter M, but I'm going to be doing it. Could we be discovering the town of Mansfield? Could we be examining monkeys? Could we talk about Manchester United or Manchester City? Or Middlesbrough Football Club? Many football clubs that begin with the letter M are available, of course. So it's a veritable M extravaganza this evening. So keep it here, 98.0phoenixfm.com. And yeah, your ears will be happy. Me with you now up until 8 o'clock. Keep here all evening though on Phoenix. Always great programming on a Tuesday night. So how can we get going musically with a letter M special? Well, as ever, I like a bit of throwback music. So I think we're going to go back to the late 90s, possibly early noughties. No, I'm pretty sure it's very late 90s, with a bit of a banger on the club scene one summer. Time for Maloko. We'll be right back. Classic Maloko, Sing It Back, getting us going musically tonight. So yes, Letter M Alphabet Special. Can you guess any of the tracks that could feature in the rest of this show? Either the tracks will begin with the letter M, or the artist or band that sings them will begin with the letter M. Excitement, get involved, see if you can guess what could be coming up musically throughout the show. I'm excited to randomly talk about things that begin with the letter M in between the songs. I did mention Monopoly earlier on in the show, not in terms of businesses that have a monopoly on certain products or markets, but rather the very popular board game. It's kind of branched out now, hasn't it? And many things want a version of Monopoly associated with them. I've seen Star Wars Monopoly, Marvel Monopoly, Superhero Monopoly. You know, you get lots of different types of Monopoly, but the original, still fabulous. Always intrigued me why you have chance cards and community chest cards. Why did it have to be community chest? Not quite sure. Marylebone Station, that's also beginning with the letter M. That features in Monopoly, doesn't it? Trying to think of any other properties that do. Maida Vale, is that on there? Don't think it is. I'm sure people are screaming at me other things associated with Monopoly that begin with the letter M. But there we go. There's a live Monopoly thing you can do in London now, isn't there? Like a full-size giant Monopoly you can get involved with. I'm sure it's all exciting and all wonderful. But there we go. That is what to expect up until 8 o'clock tonight. Random M things. And you know what? Just to whet your appetite, I've even found the opportunity this week to still speak to our roving reporter, Scott Fish, about the letter M. Rather exciting. He'll be with us on the line a little bit later in the show, so make sure you stick around for that as well. Okay, we need another track, and of course, we now turn our attentions to one Miley Cyrus.
We were good, we were gold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn. I didn't wanna leave you. I didn't wanna lie. Started to cry, but then remembered I can buy myself flowers. Write my name in the sand. Talk to
you then remembered I.
FM. Miley Cyrus and Flowers. Now, the only flower I can think of off the top of my head that begins with the letter M, marigold, which is also a type of long-armed rubber glove. If you didn't know, the last time I wore marigolds, it's a bizarre story, actually. I was staying at my friend's house in Finsbury Park. He has an ensuite bathroom associated with the spare room. That was exciting. He'd gone to bed. I knew he had to get up early, so I couldn't wake him. I went into the ensuite bathroom. There was a massive spider on the wall. Those of you that know me will know I hate spiders. I desperately was trying to find things in a property I didn't know very well that could help me rid myself of this spider. I didn't want to risk it touching my hand or arms, so I put marigolds on that I found under his sink. The upsetting thing was, whilst I was finding the marigolds and something big enough to try and catch the spider in, the spider moved and disappeared. I was convinced it was still in the bathroom somewhere, but I barricaded the bathroom door shut so it couldn't get to me in the night, had to go to sleep, was slightly wary of the whole thing. There we go. Little M-related story for you there. Yes, enjoy. Have you guessed any of the opening two tracks that have been on the show tonight? Remember, the track will either begin with M or the artist or band will begin with M. What's coming next? It's this one from Maroon 5, Double M, because it's Moves Like Jagger.
Share my secret, you're gonna have to keep it. Nobody else can see this. 6FM.
What a tune, Moves Like Jagger from Maroon 5. Absolutely fabulous and sensational. So, letter M alphabet special here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM with me, Ben Simmons, with you up until 8 o'clock tonight. What else can I talk about that begins with the letter M? I alluded to it earlier on. I might as well get it out the way now because I'm not a huge fan of either of these entities. Football-wise, I support Liverpool, but you can't ignore Man United and Man City if you follow the Premier League. Obviously, over the last 30 years or so, hugely dominated by Man United until about the last 5 or 6 years. And then in the last 10 years, dominated by Man City as well. There was obviously an overlap with Man United and they've fallen away now. Man City, hugely, hugely successful. It's been frustrating as a Liverpool fan. You always had that ability to gloat in the 80s because we'd won so many more league championships than Man United. There was that unfortunate sign held up at a Liverpool game once that said, "Come back when you've won 18 league titles," referring to Man United and the number that we had won, and they'd won something like 2 and were miles, miles behind, and they had then overtaken us by the time their successful period sort of stopped about 6 or 7 years ago. And then Man City have come along with all their millions and sort of dominated English football for about the last 6 years, certainly. And hugely frustratingly, as a Liverpool fan, we've played some amazing football for entire seasons, got incredibly high numbers of points and managed to not win the league twice, come second with huge numbers of points to Manchester City. I think there was one year we got 96 points, about 2018, was it? 96 points and finished second in the league to Manchester City, who got 97. Incredible. Obviously, we have won the league in the last few years, but you just feel like if Man City had not been there, Liverpool would have been even more successful. There we go. I'm not going to dwell on it for too long. Congratulations to the Manchester clubs. They've been worthy opponents. They've been incredible, but I wish they hadn't been. Right. Let's move away from football. Let's have more music. Has anyone guessed that there could be a track on the show tonight from this artiste, the wonderful Meghan Trainor? You've got no excuses.
Your mama.
Phoenix FM.
Another fabulous track, Meghan Trainor and No Excuses. Great stuff on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. Hope your Tuesday evening's treating you well. Thank you so much, as ever, for sharing at least part of it with me here on the old Phoenix airwaves. So, letter M, alphabet special. What we're going to talk to you about now, mint choc chip ice cream. What a flavour. Whoever first came up with that, absolute genius. You've got to love it. I've always loved it. And then latterly, having not had a mint choc chip ice cream for a while, had a mint magnum not long ago, which I suppose obviously is basically the same kind of flavours. Other brands of ice cream are available. We had an issue with Scott Fish last week, but let's not dwell on that. He'll be back soon, hopefully, to redeem himself. Mint choc chip ice cream, a well-known brand of coffee shop, does a peppermint mocha, which is basically like drinking warm mint choc chip ice cream. I'm very excited by it. It's only available in one style of coffee shop. Maybe you could ask others to throw something together quite similar if they had a peppermint syrup. But yeah, very nice. If you like your mint choc chip ice cream and you like warm beverages, I heartily recommend it. Go into a well-known brand of coffee shop that rhymes with car ducks and ask if they've got peppermint syrup. If they do, say, can I have a peppermint mocha? You'll like it. Go for it. Great stuff. Right, time for more music. Let's carry on with the throwbacks. Oh yes, what a classic this is coming up. Montel Jordan. How does he do it?
This is how we do it. It's Friday night and I feel alright. The party's here on the west side, so I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and the guys in Kanai. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hear the party say, I'm kinda buzzed and it's all because
this is how we do it.
South Central does it like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you got much flavor.
This is how we do it.
Let's flip the crack in the old school bag.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it. All hands are in the air and wave from here to there. If you're an OG Mac or a wannabe player, you see the hood's been good to me ever since I was a lowercase G. But now I'm a big G. The girls see I got the money, $100 bills, y'all. If you were from where I'm from, then you would know that I gotta get mine in a big black truck. You can get yours in a six ball. Whatever it is, the party's underway. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hear the party say, I'm kinda buzzed, it's all because
this is how we do it.
South Central does it like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you got much flavor.
This is how we do it.
Let's flip the track, bring the old school back.
This is how we do it.
South Central does it like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
FM.
Another fantastic track, Montel Jordan, This Is How We Do It. And now, on my Letter M special, I'm going to talk to you about the MCU, Marvel Cinematic Universe. What an incredibly successful behemoth, juggernaut, in the movie world that has grown to become. Kevin Feige must be absolutely thrilled. They had no idea what the success of the original Iron Man movie would be, and because it was so successful, it enabled them to create something truly special in the world of cinema and superhero movies. And huge blockbuster after blockbuster. Some people are saying in Phase 4 it's lost its way a little bit into Phase 5. But I have to say, I've enjoyed everything. Getting to know those superheroes incredibly well. Yes, the DC ones tend to be better known and more popular, but you just can't get away from it. DC films have never been as good as the MCU ones, really. I mean, there was Christopher Nolan's Dark Knight trilogy with Batman, but that didn't really feel like DC. Otherwise, incredible. And I have to say, obviously some popular franchises have branched out into TV as well as films. We're talking Star Wars and MCU. MCU have already had some great TV series. I'm thinking WandaVision, I'm thinking Falcon and Winter Soldier. They progressed in the MCU with Loki. And the first season of Loki was fantastic. I watched the first episode of the second season of Loki a couple of days ago. And, triumphant. It's very, Tom Hiddleston is brilliant as that character. Owen Wilson is a brilliant foil as the Time Variance Authority detective, Mobius, who sort of partners up with Loki throughout this series. And it's interesting to see how Kang the Conqueror has made his way into the MCU via the Loki series and now into the films as well. Exactly what's going to happen in season 2, I'm not too sure, but I'm enthralled to find out. If you like superheroes, certainly if you like Marvel, you've got to catch up with Loki in season 2. Season 1 was great, season 2, fabulous start as well. Intriguing to see how it's going to continue. Right, do you know what? We're going to have one more track. And then we're going to hear from our roving reporter, Scott Fish. And all I've asked him to do is go to somewhere that begins with the letter M and do something that begins with the letter M. Scott Fish in an Alphabet M special. If that's not exciting, I don't know what is. But in the meantime, let's have a song I know Scott Fish will enjoy. Classic Mika, Grace Kelly.
I want to talk to you.
The last time we talked, Mr. Smith, you reduced me to tears. I promise you it won't happen again.
Do I attract you? Do I repulse you with my queasy smile? Am I too dirty? Am I too flirty? Do I like what you like? I could be wholesome, I could be loathsome, guess I'm a little bit shy. Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me without making me try?
I try to be like Grace Kelly, but all her looks were too sad. Tried a little Freddy. I've got an entity in mind. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet,
I could be
light,
I could be black, I could be anything
you like. Gotta be green, gotta be mean, gotta be everything more. Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me? Why don't you walk out the door?
Getting angry doesn't solve anything.
How can I help it? How can I help it? How can I help it? So I tried it, little Freddy. I've got an answer to me.
Yourself,
hey, but you only want what everybody.
Phoenix FM. Phoenix 98 FM.
Right, then, well, slightly unusually for an alphabet special, I have still found time this week to speak to our roving reporter, Scott Fish, and gave him the rather exciting brief to go to a place that begins with the letter M in this M alphabet special and do something that begins with the letter M. So, first of all, Scott, hello, are you there?
Hello, Ben, how are you? It's my pleasure to be talking to you.
Oh, I see what you've done there. Straight in with the M's. Lovely stuff, Scott. So,
just got to jump straight in because actually we've had, I don't know if you remember last week's episode, Ben, where I was in Rome and I got a supermarket delivery during the middle of our call. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember it. Well, our legal department were on to me because of the number of times you mentioned that supermarket brand, and I had to point out that it
was weirdly, Phoenix FM marketing department's been on to me this week about a very exciting partnership opportunity. So for this week only, I'm afraid I'm going to have to insist that you refer to me as Scott Fish Counter at Sainsbury's Basildon.
Right, well, I'll do it once, Scott Fish Counter at Sainsbury's Basildon, but that's the only time. But thank you, that's a wonderful and exciting opportunity that you've come up with there. Right, let's move away from last week and let's move to this week, because this is exciting. As you know, alphabet letter M special, and the only brief I gave you in our meeting in the office was go to somewhere that begins with the letter M, do something that begins with the letter M. So, Scott, tell me, where are you?
You really did give me, I mean, there was no chance of getting this wrong, because all I had to do is find a letter M place.
Yeah.
And I've got to tell you, Ben, I'm very excited to tell you that I am here on the island of Madagascar.
Really? Madagascar? Wow.
Ben, it's absolutely beautiful. I don't know if you've been out here, but it's so warm. The people are so friendly. I'm actually going to be out here for a whole week. So thanks for you for just allowing me to do that. It's a really special occasion that you have authorised for me to go to any M place in the world. And it's been a dream of mine since I was a little fish counter at Basildon Sainsbury's to always go to Madagascar. And I'm just really pleased that you and Phoenix FM have given me this opportunity. So,
yeah, I will.
Thank you.
No, I will just say this on the air, Scott. I mean, last week I had to speak to our legal department. I'll probably have to speak to our finance department, because I'll be honest with you, I know I wasn't 100% clear. I did assume you'd go somewhere in the UK that began with the letter M, like, I don't know, Manchester or Middlesbrough. You know, you can get a coach for about £20.
Oh, Ben, you know, the worst thing would be to have given me some instructions and then to misunderstand what you've said to me and kind of, you know, think I've gone to a different place. Can you imagine if you got that wrong on a call and you thought I'd gone to Macclesfield when actually I was in Madagascar?
Yeah.
Don't ever get instructions wrong, Ben. Trust me.
No. Can I just ask, how much is the return flight to Madagascar costing you, Scott?
We got a very, very good deal. So the ones we looked at earlier were nearly a grand, but I bartered down using my connections at Sainsbury's Basildon, and I've got a price of £650. And I have to say, it's worth every penny. That doesn't cover hotels or food or the large amount of drink we've had here.
Yeah, right. We'll deal with the aftermath of the expenses later. I'm interested.
Well, actually, I think I should be able to sort this out, because sticking with the M theme, what I've been doing is mining for gold.
Mining for gold in Madagascar. Well,
mining for gold. It's been amazing. And I have to say, so far, after 5 days of getting my hands dirty down the mine.
Yeah.
I found nothing, nothing at all. But I'm pretty sure that, you know, I'm going to find a nugget soon, and that should offset the cost entirely to Phoenix FM and keep both of our jobs secure.
That would be impressive, actually, if you can do that, Scott. I have to say, I thought you might go and sort of paint mugs in Manchester or something like that. You know, I'll go to a museum in Malden in Essex. I don't know, but, you know,
it's fun. Both of those things sound brilliant, but I did go the Madagascar route. I thought Malden, Macclesfield, Madagascar. There's a clear winner, but I couldn't get to Malden, so Madagascar was the second choice.
Yeah, well, you've impressed me with your resourcefulness once again. All I would say is it would be super helpful if you could get even the tiniest bit of gold. I don't know
it's
how...
It's really, really hard, Ben. I've been mining for at least 20 minutes now, and I have to say, it's cold, it's wet, it's dark. A couple of people died, and there does seem to be people who, let's just say, they enforce the mining rules quite strictly with large automatic weapons. But other than that, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Yeah, can I check, have you done any research into how it works with customs if you actually do get any gold? Are you allowed to bring it out of the country?
Yes, so really, apparently the main thing to do with gold is bribery. So I thought Madagascar, probably relatively easy to bribe, probably easier than the people of Macclesfield, because I find those people very sort of straight up and honest. So, yeah, I think should have no problem really getting through the Madagascan government and just bribing my way with the vast quantity of gold that I'm sure to find pretty soon.
I do feel duty bound to say, Scott, that no one associated with Phoenix FM or the show that goes like this advocates bribery in any form whatsoever.
No, of course. Wink, wink.
Yeah, keep winking. Right, Scott, I'm going to let you go soon.
How do you think I got the Sainsbury's deal in Basildon? Yeah. Wasn't through my good looks, I'll tell you that.
The other supermarkets are available, and
not in Basildon, just that one. And it's got the best fish counter in the whole of the lesser Basildon area.
Do you know, Scott, last week, to try and make up for your excessive mentioning of one supermarket, I tried to mention as many others as possible in one sentence, and I forgot Asda's, and I had a message from them complaining about it. So, you know, Asda's are available as well. Iceland.
The thing is, people forget Asda's because the fish counter there is quite poor, I have to say. If I get some gold, maybe I'll go there and see if I can help them out. But right now, they're just going to have that little stinky fillet.
All right, Scott, just before you get back to your panning in Madagascar or whatever you're doing, this is a letter M alphabet special. Is there anything random that begins with the letter M that occurs to you right now?
Mothers and mangoes.
Have you ever seen your mother with a mango?
It's bloody disgusting.
Scott Fish, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Where did he go? Nobody knows. He's a roving reporter. Where did he go? Nobody
cares.
He's a roving reporter.
On
Phoenix 98 FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5. Store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna feel buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita, and as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really beg you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good. Let me simply singing the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see, a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica, here I am, a little bit of you makes me your man. Mambo number 5. Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your hand to the sound, put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man.
Phoenix FM.
That was Lou Bega and Mambo number 5 on this Alphabet M special on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM with me, Ben Simmons. And of course, before that, we heard from our roving reporter, Scott Fish, somehow out in Madagascar mining for gold. Unbelievable. Yep, he hasn't gone to Marlborough or Mansfield, Macclesfield. Motherwell he could have gone to, would have been a lot cheaper. But anyway, Scott Fish will be back again next week, I'm sure, and we'll give him a smaller budget to play with. Anyway, keep it here, 98.0. If you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas, of course, online if you're not. Plenty more great music still to feature throughout the next hour and 15 minutes. How have we had 45 minutes already? It's flying by. Have you guessed anything that's been featured musically so far? Plenty more still to guess. Now, a little while ago, I discussed MCU. I'm now going to discuss one of the loves of my life, the Star Wars universe. Yes. What begins with the letter M in the Star Wars universe? Well, there's probably plenty of things. What initially occurs to me is Mon Mothma. Yes, played by Caroline Blakiston in Return of the Jedi, and then latterly, with a lot more featuring, by Genevieve O'Reilly. The politician and rebel leader Mon Mothma features heavily in, well, she was in Revenge of the Sith, has been in Rogue One, featured quite heavily in Andor, the series, and also in the Ahsoka series that's just been on Disney+. Great character. It seems to be very sort of morally sound and a good leader, and interesting to see how her character develops from seeing her in times pre-Return of the Jedi, how she developed into who she became in the future. But yeah, Mon Mothma, a great character. Of course, Mon Calamari, Admiral Ackbar was a Mon Calamari, wasn't he? Rebel leader in Return of the Jedi. There's probably plenty of other things that begin with the letter M in the Star Wars universe, but I've focused on those things for now. Any opportunity to talk about anything to do with Star Wars is brilliant. The Ahsoka series finished about a week ago, and I've been glued to that. Really enjoyed that one. Dave Filoni been the showrunner, of course, and it does feel like he has really got the essence of everything George Lucas wanted to achieve with Star Wars and is taking it forward. So, yeah, absolutely fabulous. The Rebels animated series that Dave Filoni and produced as well, was incredible. He directed and wrote many of the episodes, and it's the same with the live action stuff he's doing now. Absolutely fantastic. Whether they'll manage to tie everything together and lead into the sequel films successfully, not so sure, because they've done some strange things with those sequel films. Can they make all that make sense? They'll be incredible geniuses if they do that and manage to please the fans who felt slightly alienated by them. But anyway, there we go. Right, what's coming up next musically on the show that goes like this? Shall we have some brand new heavies? Let's do it.
Midnight at the Oasis.
That was the brand new heavies and Midnight at the Oasis, another fabulous track on this alphabet letter M special. So what else am I going to talk to you about right now? The Marathon. Yes, the original name for a Snickers chocolate bar, and of course a very long race that's run regularly as well. I found it bizarre that apparently the name Snickers was seemed more marketable across the world than Marathon, but there we go. It always seemed better that it was called a marathon to me. Maybe the people behind it thought it implied you should eat it over 26 miles. I don't know, take a long time to eat it. It was associated with longevity rather than something interesting and exciting instantly in a world where people want things more quickly. I don't know. Bizarre strategy, but Snickers anyway has happened. Speaking of marathons, have you seen the news over the last couple of days? The world marathon record for men has been shattered by Kenyan Kelvin Kiptum, 23 years of age, and he's run the marathon, become the first man to run a legally recognised in terms of wind resistance, etc. Marathon race in under 2 hours, 1 minute. He did it in 2 hours and 35 seconds. It's being speculated that maybe at some point in the future, Kelvin Kiptum could be the first man ever to run a marathon in under 2 hours. You think that? That's incredible. It's 26 miles. That basically means constantly running at 13 miles an hour. Unbelievable. Just incredible stuff. Yes, he's an athlete. Yes, he's at the top of his game for long distance running. But even so, 2 hours and 35 seconds he ran the Chicago Marathon in a couple of days ago. Incredible stuff from Kenyan Kelvin Kiptum. Huge congratulations. Right, shall we have some more music? Is marathon running easier in the rain or the sun? Is it better to have grey skies or, cheesy link coming, Mr. Blue Sky?
Phoenix FM.
ELO and Mr. Blue Sky. What can I talk to you about now? How about monkeys? Yes. I went to Colchester Zoo recently in Essex on my anniversary. We had a lovely time. There were quite a lot of different species of monkeys there. There was an orangutan, there were chimpanzees, there were spider monkeys, there were lots of little ones. And I can't help feeling, when you're at a zoo and you see monkeys, baboons there were as well, but it's kind of like, yeah, the bigger ones are quite interesting because you can see how humans have evolved from them, and humans and chimpanzees are relatively similar, I suppose. But the little ones, once you've seen one kind of small monkey, no matter what colour and shape it is, are others particularly interesting? I feel awful saying it. I'm sure all species of monkey are equally fabulous. But, you know, if you're at a zoo and you're there to kind of appreciate animals, examine them, see how they go about their lives, you know, not that different. Lots of different monkeys, are they? And let's move on from monkeys to the monkeys. Are you a daydream believer? I'm not going to play music by the monkeys, but let's not forget there are animal monkeys and there are the monkeys who are humans, ironically. It's a whole